Don't forget to follow Mac and T on Instagram, Threads, TikTok, and Twitch under the handle Off All Day Podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello, your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your message after the tone.
Speaking of earlier when you were mentioning like Liam Neeson and John Wick and Reacher, I just made me think of it as The Equalizer popped up on YouTube.
Oh. So,
like, that's kind of the same thing. Like Denzel slows down time and he just kills everybody in the room so methodically.
I've yet to see any of the Equalizer movies.
They're good. I mean, they're not horrible, but like, it's just like watching Taken, I guess.
Like one of those where there's just a big body count and then there's just no real repercussions.
Right, exactly.
I remember when the first Equalizer came out and one of my friends was really excited for it. And I watched the trailer for it and I remember seeing the trailer and I don't know if he was like working at the... at a hardware store or something. I just remember the trailer having him take a hammer from the hardware store and then using it and then putting it back on the shelf so that way it would never be tied back to him or something. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, that's pretty cool. That's a pretty clever idea. But that was the extent of my seeing The Equalizer was that trailer. And that's the only thing I remember out of it. And as I talk about it, I'm not even entirely sure that was The Equalizer. I might be thinking of a different movie. But no, I like Denzel Washington, though.
Yeah, can't remember what it was on, but that movie that you told me about, where he's like, I don't know, it has, John Goodman?
Oh, Fallen.
Yes, that popped up on something saying it was like top five psychological.
It's a good one. It's a good one. I don't know if it holds up. I don't remember last time I watched it, but I remember thinking it was pretty good.
It made me almost want to watch it, but then I was like, nah, I better not.
Liz and I have been watching a show called Taskmaster. And all the episodes are on YouTube. It's a British like competition show where they get five comedians, usually British comedians, because, you know, it's a British show. Sometimes they get Canadian comedians.
Just to switch it up.
Yeah. Or like, I guess every once in a while they'll have like someone from like Scotland or Ireland and stuff, but they get five comedians. And each episode, they have the comedians just do some sort of a task that, and they film them all separately. So they're not all like, they don't know what each other is doing. Like, and all the tasks, like the tasks range from really straightforward to overly complicated. Like, I think the first ever episode. Opened with the first task of the first episode was like, eat as much watermelon as you can in like 60 seconds. One guy comes into this room and he sees the watermelon and he's told that he has to eat the watermelon, eat as much as he can in 60 seconds. So he like cracks it open like an egg and just starts like scooping it out. Mm-hmm. Another person just throws it on the floor, not realizing that it's going to explode. One lady decides that she needs a spoon or something to cut it open with. So she leaves the room in search of a knife and a spoon. And by the time she gets back, she's run out of time. So she doesn't actually get any of it. And then other times the task is something a little more abstract. Like they put the people into an empty field and tell them to draw a picture using GPS. So like they put like a little GPS app on their phone or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to walk around the field and draw a picture of something. It's really funny. The host of the show is known for just being kind of a jerk and being kind of brash. So whenever somebody fails, he's like, you know, like his thing is that he'll kind of yell at them, or that he'll make fun of them and point out how, you know, what they did wrong and stuff. And then there's like a secondary host, like a sidekick host, who's like more timid and quiet. I do a bad job of explaining it, but describing it, but it's really freaking funny. Liz and I burned through, I think there's 16 seasons of the British version. And I think we're on season 2 of the New Zealand version.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point there was an American version that was apparently short-lived because it didn't translate very well to American television. And those episodes aren't available for free to stream. You have to like buy the Comedy Central app or something, or subscribe to the Comedy Central app or something. I don't know enough British celebrities. Like I know some of the comedians on it just because I watch a lot of stand-up comedy and stuff, and I watch mm-hmm. a lot of British sitcoms. So I knew some of them. I know like every once in a while there'll be somebody that I recognize from something. But it's pretty good. There's nights where I fall asleep and I dream of doing asinine tasks for no reason.